a previously broadcast program.
Ali Shaheed Muhammad rocking We Funk Radio. Shaheed Tribe, Garden Seek Productions, one holla.
Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk.
Known.
You listen to WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, serving sound that gets under your skin, all pent up, jonesing for the moment when a beat drops, the world stops, you're under the force of the funk again. It's We Funk.
Let's roll.
And wrap it up. You can do it.
Yes, the midnight hour has begun. We Funk back in Jitters. Another 2-hour session right here. Professor Groove here out of the Montreal side, and of course we've got DJ Static joining over the very long phone line. How's it going, man? Vancouver?
Good, good. Live and direct from Vancouver. As I do.
Yes. I mean, the Montreal-Vancouver connection is embodied to the guy to my right over here. He's man, he's marsupial. What else could you call him but Kate Koala? How's it going, man?
I had a province paper route, too, if we're going to talk Vancouver. That's how I afforded some of my first records, actually.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I remember going to A&B Sound, getting, like, Public Enemy,
ooh,
Night of the
yeah,
Living
yeah.
Bassheads.
Yeah, yeah. When it was all on Seymour, too, Sam the Records.
Yeah.
Seymour Records? Yeah. I hit up a lot of those, too, back in the day.
spent a lot of paper route money down there, for sure.
Yeah.
How old were you when you came out to Montreal? Was it for you when you went to McGill?
School, or? Yeah, I was 17.
Okay, that was pretty much my trajectory too, although not.
Yeah, same.
I know this because I bought. I'm born in December, so I guess I graduated high school younger. And then I got here, and the Beastie Boys were playing in Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tickets for me and a whole squad of people in my dorm, and we all went down. Night of the show, and I got denied because I was 17. I bought everyone's tickets, dude. Yeah. There, and everyone just left me. And they're like, see you later. I'm like, oh, cold.
Yeah.
I got to see them in Verdun a couple years later, though. I was okay. I was old enough to go.
Well, welcome, man. Like, it's. I mean, I haven't seen you in years. I'm guessing you've been in this studio before, but I don't know how recently.
No, I think it's been over like 15 years since I've been here.
But we got the three turntables set up as requested.
Yeah.
I'm really excited, man. We're gonna hear from you doing your magic, and you also have some excitement going on, which is, I guess, part of the reason why you wanted to come by sometime around now. You have this video game release as well, which,
yes,
you know, we're gonna dive into that in more detail later, but maybe
sure.
Just like the basic details of...
Basically, there's a game I've been working on for 5 years with a b-boy animator named John, who's based here.
Yeah, shout out Jonathan.
Yeah, and... It's a hand-drawn, animated break adventure dance battle game. And I'm pretty excited about it. We finally are out on all the platforms. So it premiered on Nintendo Switch, then to Steam, and then just this week on to PS4 and Xbox. So it's been a long journey here, but we're pretty excited that people are out there playing and jamming to it.
Yeah, well, it's got a cool kind of unique look. I saw the trailer on YouTube.
That's all John. I can't take credit for that.
But the soundtrack.
Oh, the
is
soundtrack.
All
Kid Koala. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, well, we're definitely going to get a lot more into it with you a little bit later on. But as we clock in right here on kind of a funky sound on my side, starting off on a kind of boogie and modern funk kind of groove. Got some nice ones from the APX, High Park Funk, and XL Middleton coming up. Static, you got a couple sets through the show as well. You're going to play the intermission in between Kid Koala's sets, then you got one at the end. What kind of flavors on your side?
Yeah, kind of more focusing on more rough and rugged, kind of b-boy, b-girl friendly tracks. Got the usual suspects in the mix, Ghostface, Wu-Tang, etc. Lords of the Underground, shout out to Lord Jazz. We're due for a mix from him any minute now. I think he was busy moving. And also got two takes on the classic funky drummer break, including... I just discovered him. Apparently, he's a keyboardist, works with Spinna a lot on house tracks and various productions. Ahmed Surauer, he's got definitely some nice gems and mashups and just different vibes on his Bandcamp, so make sure you check him out. And the other flip is courtesy of Muro, Japanese hip-hop legend. We triple threat. We checked him on mic duties recently, and this time he's wearing his remix hat, taking on the funky drummer James Brown classic. selling it from Oxnard, as you expect. Brand new Anderson Pack is a knockout album. And some UK flavors, beats from very wildly different generations, but still very dope. Visioneers helmed by OG Mark Mack and some Youngbloods who are doing great things. Blue Lab Beats, I think they're barely out of their teens. So, keeping that kind of jazz flame alive.
Nice, nice. All right, well, like jumping back into the mix pretty soon. We got the show is packed tonight. Over to you briefly, Static, if you have, I'm sure you have a few Vancouver things to plug before we get back in.
Yeah, I'll just plug Class of 94 real quick. The last edition for 2018, we're closing out the year, but we will be back, is happening December 7th. Very special edition. We're fundraising for Curtis, part of the Calabash family, who recently lost his son under very kind of tragic circumstances. So we're trying to get the community to rally behind him this holiday season to make sure that he's all right and comes through. So check us out December 7th, Class of 94. $10 suggested donation. And it's all going to Curtis and his family.
All right, the song's ending. Let's head back into the mix. Kid Koala coming up in about 10 minutes. Definitely keep it locked in. Will they ever find the vaccine? Shake damn damn baby bang. Rich man got the double barrel. Poor man got his back to the door. Cold white stands for trouble. Shots from the cold ball. When it's done down with no name. Nickelback broke to the brain. Will they ever find the vaccine? Shake damn damn baby bang. Rich man got the double barrel. Shots from the popo. When the done guy with no name. Nickelback broke to the brain. Will they ever find the vaccine? Shit, damn, damn, baby, man. Rich man got the double bedroom. Poor man got his back to the door. Cold white stands for trouble. Shots from the popo. When the done guy with no name. Nickelback broke to the brain. Will they ever find the vaccine? Shit, damn, damn, baby, man. Got the double bedroll. Poor man got a sack to the door. Cold white stands for trouble. Shots from the popo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Blue Rum 13, and you're listening to We Funk Radio with the funk, We Funk.
Kid Koala on the one and twos and threes.
And then there are those soft, cuddly little creatures, the koala bears. They sleep by day and make love by night, as we do mostly. Would you like to be wooed like that?
Like that?
Up north.
Thank you.
From the Caribbean, Barbados, all fatal. Sounds that I construct and conduct in a manner like better. Sky scanner, I gather. 40 miles above Highlander with my grabber. I shit it on Bush and tried to cap fan a rap, vandalize a verbal brutalizer. Who's the wise of being evil? Moves to grow flesh and test too. I have master's such degrees and less move. My discipline is visioning, riddling. FDA approved, we lose. Medication, please. They battling and having losses. See our causes, all our causes. Helicopters now replaced by flying saucers. Over the ghettos where some brothers is taught to bust shots. To get a lot of what is had by the half, not the half not. Traps drop on your brainstem. This is Liv, a.k.a. Codename Mayhem. What made you think that I wouldn't come back with a bloody axe and some money facts over track? We're taught to bust shots. That's a bird in the bushes. A fine line to walk. Get down, stay down, hold up, back the fuck up. Get up, stay up, hold up, back the fuck down. Brothers is taught to bust. Brothers is taught to bust. Brothers is taught to bust shots. Brothers is taught to bust. Brothers is taught to bust. Brothers is taught to bust shots.
In the secret clan of the ninja, a legend that foretells a foreign child will come among them and become a ninja master unlike the world has ever seen. They believe this was the child.
Yeah, you got the RZA right here, but We Funk Radio and DJ Static going all the way to back to the attic, getting the craziest soul break hip hop, yo. Keep it gully, Wu-Tang forever, Bobby Digital.
I feel like I should have like a towel on hand or something to wipe your brow. That was crazy,
I'm
man.
Probably
yeah, you want to work.
Wearing too many layers. You know how it is in the winter here.
Well, we need to get just the right number of layers, I think.
Yeah, you know, t-shirt like Under Armour. Oh, next, you know, three hoodies, and then like a. Yeah, parka.
Well, that was actually the first time we've done anything on Facebook Live. We're going to do it for your second set, and I'm going to figure out the orientation, because apparently everybody saw it, like, flipped 9 degrees, or...
That's cool.
How many degrees was it flipped, Static?
45? Is that a trick question?
I don't know. I just set up the camera.
90 degrees?
I didn't even want to touch it once it was there. But anyway, let's get into talking about the game Floor Kids.
All right.
Because I know that's a big thing. This week,
yeah, we're really excited about.
Yeah, like how did that come together?
What's bloodstream?
What's your part in it? Like,
I did all the music and all the sound design for the game, and but I've just been a supporter of John's artwork ever since I met him. I met him here in Montreal at the Film Board, and he was working on a short film called Asthmatech at the time. It was about a kid with asthma in an elementary school who couldn't go out to play at recess because he had to have his
inhaler
and all that stuff, and somehow he just lost himself in comic books, and that's actually how he created this whole like superhero alter ego called Asthmatech. And then the other kids are like, oh, can you draw me too? And then he ended up doing that and gave them all superheroes, and then they all became friends and made comic books together. I think there's a loose, autobiographical element to all of John's work, especially with Floor Kids, because he's a B-boy also, so I think...
Right, I used to see him at jams a lot.
Yeah, so for him, he just wanted to make sure that every move that was in the game was a legitimate, real one. Because he's a B-boy himself, I think he just knew what the rotation, the torque, and where the arms and legs, it's so fast, especially in the animations. Like, how do you keep track of that? But he just intuitively knows how to do it. So
like, what's the gameplay? What's the, like, for the person playing it?
Right.
You're entering battles. Like, what's
yeah,
the scenarios?
Yeah. So I mean, we've been called like a rhythm game, sort of. Just because there's music involved, I think, but really we're not. It's maybe at most it's 40 or 30% rhythm game. I mean, you need to have rhythm, don't get me wrong, but it's not a rhythm game in terms of say Guitar Hero or something, where okay, if you don't do exactly this when it tells you to, you're gonna lose points. And this is definitely more of a freestyle thing, where during the verses in the tracks, you're free to sequence together all the moves that you've learned or mastered and the combos that you've learned, like Street Fighter style almost, and just try to get everything in a sequence that's pretty expressive and unique. And then in the choruses, yeah, there's little kind of shots that you have to hit on really specific beats, but I'd say the fun part of the game for me is that you're free to kind of just create there on the spot, and kids that have actually went in and met, like learned all the moves. I think there's 8 characters, 16 moves each, unique moves each. Over 100 different transitions between each move per character. So they've learned, you know, what's the flyest way to get from this freeze to you know, this spin to this flip and stuff. And they've actually memorized it all. And when you see someone who's actually fluent at it, it's pretty mind-boggling. Yeah. I'm not there yet on the game. I can do the rhythm parts, but yeah.
More of a video b-boy than a
yeah,
life.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Now, I could never dance. That's why I just feel much more comfortable when I'm hiding behind,
I can relate,
you know,
to that.
A few $100 worth of equipment.
Dope. Well, you know, while I have you on the mic and interviewing you, like, I feel like I really need to ask about early days. I'm holding up a copy
of the first
Bullfrog CD. I don't know. Do you have?
Yeah.
I want to play something off this. Do you have a favorite track off this?
I don't know. I haven't seen this in a long time.
Like, maybe I'm going to open my set with, if you have a selection up there. I was thinking maybe Chills, but, I mean, there's a lot of great tracks on there.
With Desi singing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty slow. I guess it's all kind of slow, isn't it?
Well, it covers the map with some good
funk.
This is
a fun,
funk.
With that Blue Room and me doing that little tribute.
Yeah.
Fun, too. I don't know. Is that? I like Bullfrog, obviously. Name the band after it. Also, but whatever you want to play, dude.
Cool, man.
It'll be nice stroll down memory lane.
I was thinking, like, you have a really, like, natural musicality that comes through when you're behind the decks, and I guess partly maybe that comes from, I guess you have, like, some musical background that precedes that. And,
yeah.
And also spending a lot of time with Bullfrog, I'm sure, kind of got you into that zone.
That's the main thing, just hang out with people that just totally kick your ass. Sorry, can I say that on the radio? So, I mean, I started on piano when I was 4 years old, and I had pretty strict teachers. So even though it wasn't inspiring at the time, but there was this kind of
fundamentals
regimen.
That you got.
Yeah. And then, being here in college and playing with groups like Bullfrog and stuff and trying to keep up with them, you know, and touring with Money Mark and the Beasties and stuff. Mm-hmm. And having, like, Money Mark, for instance, say, okay, well, this is a ballad, so don't scratch over it, but I want you to do some turntable work. Can you find some subtle way or some harmonic way to, you know, support the changes in the song or the key changes in the song?
Yeah. But you've got, like textural stuff as well. Like, you're not a strictly kind of, like, chop it up kind
of thing. I think it's because playing with bands like these cats, we're playing, like, four nights a week, and at some point, you know, at first, I think when I first started playing with them, they're like, okay, give it to the DJ. And then they give me, you know,
right,
16
you get a solo
bars
kind
to
of
cut.
Thing.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, back to the music now. And I just started to resent that. I was like, you know what, I can do this with some musicality to actually fit this part of the song, too. So it sent me digging for different records to try to, you know, fit in there, whether it's a little atmospheric thing or a harmony part or you know, something like that. Nowadays, I actually have a record cutter in my studio, so I can play actual
possibilities
stuff
are endless.
And just cut it to one off plate and then scratch that. So it's almost like, you know, you can have the compositional idea in your head first and then execute it on the vinyl after now, which is a big, you know, sort of thing for me. It was before I used to be like, oh, okay, I'm looking for an oboe playing an E flat for two bars or something.
Yeah.
Dig in classical records for like a year before I found it. But, you know, we're nerding out too hard for this Friday night, I'm gonna tell you.
No, but I just wanted to say, like, I think back to, like, those Voltaire days, seeing you with Bullfrog, and that was really kind of a formative time for me, just kind of seeing what a DJ can do, and, like, you guys were just having a ball.
I think none of the other stuff in my sort of music career would have happened if I didn't.
Yeah, it all
cut my
jumped
teeth
off.
Like playing with those. They were all older than me, and just like I said, just kicking my butt every night. You know, trying to keep up with them and learn about it.
Yeah, that I guess in the infamous limo ride as with the jump off for your career. What was that like? You got your tape into the Ninja Tune people's or car or whatever that was coming from the airport.
That's yeah, I remember reading. It was like an Econoline van. It was a limo. But
I transformed in my head.
No, that's cool. Yeah, that was like a very serendipitous thing that I was accompanying my friend who was going to pick up the Ninja Tune crew for their first North American tour here. Montreal was their first stop, and so they'd just flown transatlantic, and I said, hey, have you heard this Cold Cut Journeys by DJ mix? And Victor hadn't heard it yet, so I got it and we were playing it, and so it was kind of funny because they got into the vehicle and we're playing their music, and I guess that's, you know, kind of awkward for them. But I was just, you know, fanning out. Hey, how'd you do this part? Where'd you find that record? Yada yada yada. And they were like, who invited this person? And so eventually they were just happy to be here and just looking out the window while I was driving, you know, and, you know, asking about buildings and stuff. So I just sort of got quiet in the back of the car. And then at one point the tape flipped over and it started playing this demo that I had made, but it totally wasn't ready or anything. It wasn't even a demo for them. It was just something I was working on for local promoters and stuff. But had I been riding, you know, in the front at shotgun or something, I would have hit eject like after 5 seconds. No doubt in my mind that would have been exactly what I would have. But I was stuck in the third, you know, bench in this van, and so I just didn't say anything. And I kind of kept playing, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and they were like, wait a minute, what's this playing right now? And then even Victor, my friend who was driving, said, yeah, what is this? And I was like, oh, is this something I'm working on? It's not ready yet, though. We should just play the radio or something. They're like, no, turn it up. And then it got really awkward because it was all of a sudden it felt like I was
on show.
Yeah, like just on full sort of, you know, interview mode, like I'm trying to apply for a job or something. No one was saying anything, they were just listening to the tape, and I was super embarrassed. But then I don't know, at one point, you know, they heard this part in the tape and they all just started cracking up, and they're like, you got to give us a copy of this tape, you know, before we go. And so I did. Nothing happened. Months passed, I moved on with my life, and then I got a call, like, you know, one morning. They're like, hello, it's Eric. And I'm like, yeah, it's this is Peter from Ninja Tune. We've been playing your old tape in the office or whatever. And that's a terrible accent, but and they said, you know, he basically invited me to record for them and sign with them. And so that was, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, those serendipitous doors, man.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. You never know.
All right, well, we're going to get back on with you for another session in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, we got Static's first set as we go on. Got about an hour left in the show. We Funk with you. Kid Koala in the mix with us tonight. Definitely keep it locked. We Funk.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't erase none of that good shit in the beginning. Yeah. Spill drinks on you. Get stank on you. Yeah. Yeah. Pinky ring shit. Yeah, that pinky ring shit, yo. It's that pinky ring shit, the legend of mask it. Shoot out the speakers with my guns, get Jurassic. Super bad, who am I? Dolomite classic. The band who's back, hands on Angela Bassett. I hand through my plastic, gunplay a mastic. No coke, dope, mixed down with acid on record. Broken down and crafted in seconds. Ladies' choice, the golden boy still peppin'. Better respect it, bitch believe. I pull rappers out the hat, tricks up my sleeves. I air out the showroom, the shit can breathe. Fix your weave, you know my expertise.
I got my Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Race at the womb was back. I got my Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Race at the womb was back.
Take it back to the Beagle, swinging, getting wrecked on points. We in them authentic alley switching joints. Major general niggas, 5 stars. Both arms rock when coke drop. We read 100 niggas' palms. Silences, garbage bags of hash. For every cop we paid for tie. Now the nigga on smash. Gas, you out your burner fast. Sway down, hating me now. Respect, get your fingers off the glass.
I got my Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Race at the womb was back. I got my Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Race at the womb was back.
Yo, what the fuck, yo? Yo, what
forth. Get the fuck away from my door. We got big guns in here, coke over there, with blue bag and e-pill stashed under the chin. There's Bush Hog, black and white pig with the pink lips. Still throwing the sauce till he bit his fingers. This shit had me dying, yo. Big fat nigga bleeding. Big cat nigga all season. On a beast truck, stuck with wine, ice, diamond twice. The whole city thought I bought FUBU. Blew you, authentic doodle. Picture the fork, iced out, 18 carat wrap between noodles.
I got my booty back, you do. Right face at the wolf was back. I got my booty back, you do. Right face at the wolf was back.
And yo, my bros be Liberace. And my bedroom is off the hook all day, designed by Versace. Y'all just watch me, this is how I blow up. Right when y'all finna leave the joint, then I show up. Star spangled up and my chain got cut. Mr. T looks on my shit and went nuts. Stark stays the luck truck. There's a new gangster in town and he's coming up. Staten Island's capo holds the most info. Crown Royal bottles in the back, blowing endo. Fly shit like Curtis Mayfield in his intro. Throw this in your whip, convince your tins blow. Yo, I kick the ill lines like this. Y'all niggas never really wrote rhymes like this. Come on, stop frontin' at a time like this. Pretty tone in the house, you better hide your bitch. Bally spaghetti jewels, machetes for y'all. Little Debbie say I bet he do. Big Bally's the big telly, Jim Kelly's we flip sellies. It's Lil's, dusted out heavy in the big Chevy. Kick the ill, nah, I said that before. I keep the club moist, ladies throw their panties on the floor. Action, Atlantic City lights, main attraction. Slick talk, Jiggy at the door, got the gat in. Yeah, come on. We about to slow this down, right about now. And no way for drop to come back. Check it. I'll write it back on you, boo. Come on, let's go. Here we go now. Yo, who got the biggest burner? Ask the Terminator, West now, shit, plus Ghost, beat Vegas. Stage show, magician, dip with a bunch of candy. I got a lot of babies, y'all ain't family. If y'all don't hear me, y'all don't feel me. My album is bulletproof, y'all can't kill me. In 2003, the lease is up. We on the block now, no need for y'all re-ing up. Pop your seat up, chop the weed up. Excuse me if I'm horny, no doubt I might knock the beat up. Floor style all up on a set, freeze up. All player haters get Swiss cheesed up. Motherfucker, if you with me, throw your hands up. Look, money at the bar, pick your man up. Me and Reese Reese, it's like diamonds in the rough. I need Viacom money, but rhyming ain't enough. Yo, Stark Enterprise.
We won't live in that routine life of sticking to traditions. We choose to take another route that will lead us to the top.
We make. We reserve the right to rock. We reserve the right
to accept and to refuse.
We reserve the right
to be able to choose. Ooh.
We reserve the right
to put you all in shock.
To rock.
Who says we gotta be like a regular guy? Go to work on a chain in a suit and tie. Make money, raise a family, retire and die. And leave his wife and kids on SSI.
Or keep your head in the books. If that's your station, be in school 7 years after graduation. You got a bachelor's degree, a PhD, a BA, but sorry, no J-O-B.
The right
to play fair or
pizza man. Come right in. I swung for his head and the pizza man's hat fell. But what I didn't know was that this man was a black, but he was not.